We take a closer look now at Harry Reid, the man who will likely be the next Senate Majority Leader.
Biography is important for a lot of people, but it's particularly important for Harry Reid.
Journalist Elsa Walsh profiled Democratic Senator Harry Reid for The New Yorker. I asked her to tell me about his background.
Harry Reid was born in a small town called Searchlight, which was an abandoned mining town about an hour outside of Reno, Nevada, and it was a very poor, hardscrabble kind of place where the primary business was prostitution, bordellos. There were about 200 people who were left in the town when he was living there. His father had an elementary school education. He was an alcoholic. His mother's job was to do laundry for the bordellos. Very poor family. They lived in a house that was, I think, two rooms with an outhouse. You know, that's sort of the key to understanding who he is and how far he's gotten.
Mm-hmm. And his father committed suicide.
He did. He shot himself in the head. And as Harry Reid sort of joked to me at one time, he said that his father had stopped drinking at that point because he had a very serious lung disease caused by the mining, which his father was a miner. And he said, you know, we always joke that my father sobered up and killed himself.
It's a harsh joke.
Harsh. Reid is nothing but a realist.
Let me talk about his temperament a little bit. I had heard and read that he was combative and showed displays of temper, but you had some insights into that. You talked about his relationship with his former high school boxing coach, who later on becomes his political mentor, this fellow called Donald Mike O'Callaghan.
Right. Well, sort of the interesting thing about Harry Reid is that he was a boxer. He's very quick to fight. At the same time, he's a man who, you know, has always sought mentors in his life. And the irony is that with, you know, his relationship with President Bush was one that which has turned out very badly, which is one, though, that should have probably been a lot better, because Reid has a lot of very close friends who are Republicans and is always sort of is a social conservative himself and is somebody who seeks to make relationships, even though he has this relationship of being combative. I think one of the interesting stories to know about Harry Reid was that when he got engaged to his now wife, Londra, when they were both very young, he and his future father-in-law got into a fight in the front yard of Londra's house, and the father hit him, and he hit him back, and Harry Reid ended up decking him. But later, at, you know, his deathbed, the father-in-law gave Harry Reid his most beloved possession, a ring, and Harry Reid wears that ring to this day.
I didn't know until I read your piece that Londra Reid was originally Jewish.
She was, and Harry Reid was essentially raised with no religion, and the two of them got married. I think she was 19. He was either 20 or 21. They went to Utah, and they both decided if they were going to choose a religion and have a religion together, they were going to be the same. And Harry Reid said to me all the kind of good, nice people I'd ever met in my life were Mormons, and so that's why we decided to become Mormons.
So how is he going to approach his political duties now? He once famously told a reporter, not you, earlier, that he believed in vengeance. And we've just been talking about, I think anyone would call that a combative streak. There's a picture in yesterday's New York Times of him sitting opposite President Bush. Bush is extending his hand, and Reid is sitting there with both hands firmly on his lap. What does that suggest to you about how this relationship will go?
Harry Reid does not like President Bush. Yet, Harry Reid is also a realist. He knows he's going to be tested and tested hard with his new position. And one of the things that you need to understand is that in 2004, Harry Reid had a front row seat. He was the whip for Majority Leader Senator Daschle. And Daschle essentially lost not only the Senate for the Democrats were in power at that time, but also lost his own seat because he was seen as an obstructionist. That's a lesson that is etched very sharply in Harry Reid's mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that he'll be much more conciliatory than people expect.
What have the charges been in the past against Senator Reid in terms of his political honesty?
Well, I mean, the primary charge was that some of his sons and son-in-laws benefited in Nevada from their close relationship with him, that they were involved in lobbying. This came up a few years ago, and at the time, Reed was furious about the issue. His primary sort of defense was that it was particularly his son-in-law. He said, my son-in-law was a lobbyist before he married my daughter. More recently, you know, there have been questions about Harry Reid using one of his PAC funds for giving bonuses to Dorman at the Ritz and benefiting from some real estate deals. Reid is a person who learns from his lessons and I suspect will decide he's got to be cleaner than Caesar's wife. Mm-hmm.
Elsa Walsh is a staff writer for The New Yorker magazine. Her profile of Harry Reid appeared in The New Yorker in August of 2005. Elsa Walsh, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jackie.